Good morning. It's April 17th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In the face of layoffs and a sales downturn, Tesla's journey is a testament to resilience and the enduring appeal of electric vehicles. Amidst a challenging year that saw the company's stock plummet by over 35%, Tesla continues to secure tax rebates and incentives for its Austin Gigafactory, courtesy of Travis County and Del Valle ISD. This support comes at a critical time as Tesla navigates through turbulent waters, marked by CEO Elon Musk's controversial behavior and a fiercely competitive market landscape. Despite these hurdles, the outlook for Tesla isn't all gloom. Analysts remain optimistic about the company's long-term prospects, buoyed by a global shift towards electric vehicles. This sentiment is echoed despite Tesla's shrinking market share in the U.S., a battleground teeming with rivals vying for dominance. As the world leans more into sustainable transportation, Tesla's pioneering role in the electric vehicle revolution keeps its future prospects bright. Adding to the suspense, Tesla is on the brink of unveiling its first quarter results for 2024 on April 23rd. With the company's performance hanging in the balance, the industry is watching closely to see if Tesla can defy expectations and deliver an earnings beat. Meanwhile, key players in the automotive sector, including General Motors, BorgWarner, and American Axle, are gearing up to release their own Q1 earnings, setting the stage for a comprehensive look at the industry's current state. In essence, Tesla's story is one of challenge and opportunity. As the company strides into the future, its ability to innovate and adapt in the face of adversity will be crucial. With the world rallying behind electric vehicles, Tesla's journey offers valuable insights into the evolving dynamics of the automotive industry. In a surprising turn of events, Samsung has dethroned Apple, claiming the title of the world's largest smartphone manufacturer. With a staggering 60.1 million units shipped in the first quarter of 2024, Samsung leads the market amidst a nearly 8% increase in global smartphone shipments. This marks the third consecutive quarter of growth for the industry, signifying a robust recovery and a fiercely competitive landscape. Apple, on the other hand, has seen a 9.6% drop in iPhone shipments, a decline partly attributed to its struggles in China. The tech giant faces stiff competition from rivals, including Samsung, in a market that's crucial for global dominance. In response, Apple's CEO Tim Cook is doubling down on Vietnam, a country where Apple has already made significant investments totaling $15.84 billion and created 200,000 jobs. This move is part of a broader strategy to diversify manufacturing and tap into new growth markets. Tim Cook's recent visit to Vietnam underscores Apple's commitment to deepening its roots in the region. During his two-day visit, Cook plans to meet with students, content creators, and Apple product users, aiming to forge stronger connections and gain insights into the local market. He also highlighted plans to collaborate more closely with local suppliers and support community projects, including clean water initiatives and education opportunities. However, amidst these strategic moves, Apple faces growing calls to address the detention of climate experts in Vietnam, a country pivotal to its manufacturing operations. This situation highlights the complex interplay between corporate responsibility and global manufacturing interests, challenging Apple to balance its business imperatives with ethical considerations. As the smartphone market continues to evolve, the shift in leadership from Apple to Samsung marks a significant moment in the tech industry. It reflects not only the intensifying competition among the world's leading tech giants, but also the changing dynamics of global manufacturing and market strategies. In a bold move to redefine the landscape of AI-enhanced commercial PCs, AMD has unveiled its latest Ryzen Pro 8040 and 8000 series processors. These chips are not just any processors. They're designed with a clear focus on accelerating AI tasks in commercial mobile and desktop PCs, setting a new benchmark in the industry. The heart of these new processors lies in their dedicated neural processing units, NPUs, which are specifically engineered to handle AI-specific tasks. This design choice is not merely technical. it represents a significant leap in computing power. The Ryzen PRO 8040 series boasts a total system performance of 39 TOPS, while the 8000 series is not far behind with 34 TOPS. Such figures are indicative of the processor's ability to handle demanding AI workloads with ease. But AMD's strategy extends beyond just hardware. The company has announced that HP and Lenovo will be the first to incorporate these groundbreaking chips into their PCs, with availability slated to start in the second quarter of 2024. This partnership is a clear signal of AMD's commitment to making its mark in the commercial PC market. Moreover, AMD has not stopped at hardware partnerships. The company has successfully secured collaborations with over 150 software companies, aiming to fully exploit the capabilities of local AI inferencing provided by the dedicated NPU. This network of partnerships is a testament to AMD's vision of a future where AI-enhanced PCs are not just a niche, but a mainstream reality. With these developments, AMD is positioning itself to expand its share in the lucrative AI PCs market. The introduction of the Ryzen PRO 8040 and 8000 series processors, combined with strategic partnerships in both hardware and software, marks a significant milestone in AMD's journey towards dominating the AI-enhanced commercial PC landscape. In the ever-evolving landscape of gaming technology, Sony is reportedly taking a significant leap forward with the development of a PlayStation 5 Pro model, codenamed Trinity. This move could redefine the standards of console gaming with its focus on heightened GPU and CPU capabilities, promising an unparalleled gaming experience. The PlayStation 5 Pro aims to push the boundaries of visual fidelity, supporting up to 8K output and introducing an advanced upscaling technology known as PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution, or PSSR. This, combined with increased system memory and faster memory speeds, is designed to enhance gaming experiences significantly, offering more detailed and immersive environments. Sony is setting a new benchmark for game developers, urging them to craft PS5 Pro-enhanced games. These titles are expected to feature exclusive graphics modes that meld 4K upscaling with a smooth 60 FPS frame rate and sophisticated ray tracing effects. To earn the PS5 Pro-enhanced label, games must showcase increased resolution, ray tracing, and higher frame rates, setting a high standard for what gamers can expect. With a projected release date in fall 2024, the PS5 Pro could cement Sony's position as a frontrunner in the console market. However, this ambitious upgrade raises questions about its necessity at this stage in the PS5's lifecycle and the specific audience Sony aims to target. Amidst these considerations, the PlayStation 5 Pro represents a bold step towards the future of gaming, potentially shaping the next generation of console entertainment. In a bold move to combat spam and enhance user experience, Elon Musk, CEO of social media giant X, has unveiled plans to levy a small fee on new users. This initiative, dubbed the Not a Bot program, is Musk's latest strategy to address the persistent issue of bot activity plaguing the platform. Initially tested in the Philippines and New Zealand, the program mandates a $1 fee for new users wishing to engage in activities such as posting, replying, liking, and bookmarking. Musk has clarified that those opting not to pay can still access these features after a 3-month waiting period. Despite facing criticism from various quarters, Musk's commitment to eradicating bots from the platform remains unwavering. This approach marks a significant pivot towards monetizing user interactions, a trend increasingly observed across social media platforms. Moreover, the potential integration of Dogecoin payments, following the platform's acquisition of money transmitter licenses in several U.S. states and its existing acceptance of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin for tipping, signals a deeper foray into the crypto economy. The decision to potentially adopt a pay-to-play model comes in the wake of the platform's struggle to effectively identify and eliminate bot accounts using current AI technologies. These developments underscore a critical juncture for Platform X, as it navigates the challenges of maintaining a bot-free environment while enhancing the overall user experience. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.